بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم ووالاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وبعد. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه. Respected elders and brothers, over the last 4 or 5 months, the world has seen a lot of turmoil, a lot of crisis, the like of which perhaps most of us in our lives have not seen. Be it the health issues that people are suffering, be it the financial issues, be it the social issues, a lot of difficulty, a lot of hardship, a lot of turmoil. And it was always, and it is always, the way of a true believer in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mu'min, that when there is turmoil affecting some person, some community, some people, then the believer is always ready to put himself forward, to offer some sort of assistance, to offer some sort of help. We find the time of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, when a very, very massive and very, very severe drought had affected the people of various regions. At that time, the iman, the great iman of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, prompted him and helped him to step forward and become an assistance to the people and provide grain to various people who are suffering from this drought. In time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when he had found out there was a certain female subject of his, who was under his rule, a woman living in the Islamic under Islamic rule, under his rule, was suffering from starvation. Then Umar radiallahu ta'ala himself, the leader of a very, very vast kingdom, himself goes to the Baytul Mal, loads the wheat on his back and the other ingredients required. He does not even allow his slave to carry the bag of wheat, but he himself takes it as a responsibility himself to provide some sort of relief, some sort of help to this woman. She is always the quality of a believer, of a mu'min, that when there is turmoil, when there is disaster, when there is crisis, that the believer puts himself forward and in some way or the other, he tries to offer some sort of assistance. And alhamdulillah, my dear brothers, during this crisis, these 5 months or so, alhamdulillah, once again, we have seen the iman of many, many believers coming forward once again. And in various ways, the believers have offered some sort of help to those who are suffering. So be it the large amounts of aid, be it cash or kind, in the form of groceries, other ways, that the Muslim organizations, the masajid, the ulama have arranged to be distributed to the communities. I will not be exaggerating, saying now this amount will run into millions, if not hundreds of millions of aid has been now handed over and given as some sort of help to the communities. And alhamdulillah, my dear, but we find that many Muslim doctors themselves have provided their service, their specialties, their expertise, they have come forward. I spoke to a son of a pulmonologist the other day. A pulmonologist is a lung specialist. So because the sickness is such that it affects the lungs of a person, so I was speaking to him and telling, your father must be very busy. He says his father's entire attitude has changed. He says he no longer sees his degree as a career, as a means of making money. But now currently he feels that it is a responsibility, that Allah has blessed him with these expertise, and it's now the responsibility upon himself to help people. He feels it that whatever expertise he had and whatever experience he had built up throughout the years, Allah was building him up for this occasion, to be prepared to help people. So alhamdulillah, many Muslim doctors are providing their expertise, they are helping, they are at the forefront trying to help those that are sick. Alhamdulillah, many Muslim businessmen are there providing some sort of relief, be it in the form of oxygen machine, oxygen concentrators, other sort of medical assistance required. Alhamdulillah, many of our Muslim businessmen have put themselves forward. And this is always the way of a believer, to put himself forward, to give sadaqah, to become charitable at the time of turmoil, of disaster, of time of crisis. And sadaqah, my dear brothers, is not only for a person to pull out an amount of money from his pocket and provide help. But Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches, kullu ma'rufin sadaqah. Every good deed is a means of sadaqah. Allah's Nabi explains to us that even if you meet a person with a smiling face and thereby bring some sort of joy to the heart of a Muslim, that's also sadaqah. To speak a kind word to a person, that's also sadaqah. So at this time of crisis and turmoil, we might not be able to provide financial help. But at this time, if somebody who is sick, somebody who is in hospital, and we've heard this from many people, be it doctors or patients, that at currently the hospital is a very normal circumstance, a very depressing place, but currently it's become a very dark and cold place for a person to be. A person is not allowed to be visited by his family. Sometimes the mental issue, the stress and the depression takes a bigger toll on the person than the sickness himself. So at that time for us, I know Maya Satisa, who every night, who they know people in hospital, they make a phone call, give the person a dua, give him some encouragement. The Hadith Sharif tells us that when you speak to a sick person, then give him some sort of encouragement. What is meant to be is meant to be. If that person is going to pass away according to the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that will happen. But by you speaking, giving him some hope, you bring some joy into the heart of the person. So small things we can do. If you know in a home that somebody is sick, somebody is suffering, and maybe it's difficult for that wife because she's nursing her husband, or the wife is sick, then even a small pot of food that we prepare and send to that home so that they can at least have some proper food to eat. Even this is sadaqah. So my dear brothers, at this time, it is necessary upon us to take some sort of initiative to try to help those that are in need, to try to help them. And the benefit of this will return to us. Nabi Sam said that sadaqah is a means, charity, be it in the form of cash or kind or a kind word, is a means to remove difficulty from people. Dawu mardakum bis sadaqah. Nabi Sam said that treat your sick with sadaqah. Giving sadaqah is a means of giving shifa to a person. So my dear brothers, we should try to put ourselves forward and help each other. And my dear brothers, greater than all of this, we find that during this period, our people's health has taken a bashing, people's financial lives have been destroyed, the mental state of people have been disturbed, and also we find, my dear brothers, the worst of it all is that our deen has also taken a bashing. Our deen is also suffering. Normally the masajid that are full, the masajid have become empty, the madaris, the darul ulums, many of them are unable to function properly. The work of Dawud and Tabligh has been heavily restricted, and many other impediments have been put in the way of our deen. And just as it is the duty of a mu'min to step up to the plate when a mother Muslim is going through some financial crisis, through some other sort of turmoil and difficulty, likewise when the deen of people are suffering, it is our duty as a believer, our iman should prompt us, our iman should stir us up to take the initiative to offer some sort of imani help to the next Muslim, to give some sort of encouragement to the person, to once again reignite the iman and reignite the yaqeen in the hearts of people, the conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala have mercy upon Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, that time there was a fair amount of turmoil that afflicted the Muslims, or the Islamic community, or the Muslims. On one hand, we had people who were now coming up and claiming to be prophets, the false prophets. On the other hand, there were those people who had newly accepted Islam, the iman was weak, and they were now doubting their iman, whether they should remain believers or not. And there were those people who now said that zakat, we were no longer discharge of zakat. So various problems had arisen at that time. Basically, the deen was suffering. And at that time, people like Umar radiallahu ta'ala, despite his firasa, his great foresight, even he was confused at that time that what should be done. Should we be addressing these issues? Are there other issues that we should be addressing? But at that time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave that courage. The iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu stood up, and Allah ta'ala gave him that courage to stand up for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with a clear mind, he stood up and he said that this nuqsan and this problems that are coming to deen has to be resolved now. أَيَنْقُسُ الدِّينُ وَأَنَا حَيِّ. Can any nuqsan, any shortfall, any deficiency come into the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala is alive? So at that time when there was turmoil in the iman, in the iman of people, when there was turmoil in the Muslim ummah regarding their deen, that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala taught the ummah a lesson, that when there is this kind of trouble, then the Muslim, the mu'min, should step up to the plate and sacrifice his time, his wealth, his efforts, whatever else it may be, so the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can once again flourish. So my dear brothers, today when the masajid, the numbers are being restricted, and people are staying away from the masajid, wallahi my dear brothers, there are people, I'm not talking about other countries, in our communities, our own neighbors, people who normally would see in the masjid every single day, Months have gone, 4 or 5 months have gone, and they've not seen even they have not seen the inside of masjid for even 1 second. Today I was speaking to some friends of mine, and I told him that it seems to me that some ulama I was speaking to, it seems to me that now for a person to miss a Jummah is not a very, very big thing because of what has happened over the months. Now for a person to let Jummah pass by, to miss a Jummah, to read Zohar instead of Jummah, it not regards a very, very serious thing. For a person to miss his Jama'at Salah, to risk all his Salah at home and not come to the Masjid, people now have regarded, it has all been like, we have become desensitized towards the importance of these issues. And not a very, very great thing. Whereas these are very important things. Our deen revolves around such things. So my dear brothers, this time when our deen is suffering, just as we have offered assistance, be it medical assistance, financial assistance, other expertise, other ways, we have put ourselves forward to help them. Allah reward all those that have helped in any way whatsoever. Likewise, may Allah reward those, and may Allah give us the tawfiq that we put ourselves forward for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It cannot be that we allow this to continue. If deen has become weak now, all these years of effort made by our ulama, by our mashayikh, by the righteous, by the pious, in a matter of months, all of this is seeming to disappear. If we allow this to continue, my dear brothers, then Allah knows what will be the condition for our children and our grandchildren and our progenies to come. So my dear brothers, it's our duty, not only an option for us, but our duty that we step up to the plate and we make a great effort right now, that we make an effort that how we can once again reignite the iman in our hearts and reignite the iman in our family, in our children, in those around us, in our neighbors, amongst our neighbors. So my dear brother, let us now try make it a point. Once again, alhamdulillah, many things are now, as they say, returning to normal once again. Allah knows best. In many parts of the country, as they say, the curve is flattening. So inshallah, maybe things will be returning to normal. Allah knows best. But my dear brothers, the effort has to be made. We have to put ourselves forward to make it a point, inshallah, that from now on, we will try our hardest that we come to the masjid and be under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever next year precaution we take, we take. But thereafter, come with full yaqeen to the masjid. And this is the house of Allah. In the house of Allah, I will be safe. Allah will help me in some way or the other. Whatever is meant to be, is meant to be. But here I'm under the protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah gives me some sort of safety, some sort of, Allah Ta'ala gives some sort of help in this masjid. So all our salahs, inshallah, we will perform salah in jamaat, in the masjid. And likewise, Jummah. As far as possible, we will try to read our Jummah, or we have to read our Jummah in the masajid, in the places we normally read Jummah. Because of necessity in the past few months, maybe we read Jummah in our homes, in our businesses. But now there's no need for that. So now we have to now come back to the masjid, come back to the places where normally we read Jummah Salah. Allah give us understanding.